Here's a sneak peek of our episode. What do you find most annoying about Lisbon?
Oh, Lisbon is not only like glitter and rainbows and whatever. So yeah. Because it was faster with a scooter than to wait for an Uber.
And he's yelling, like he's angry. He turn the music off. Pissed my pants.
Yeah.
And I looked around and was like, fuck it. And I had to go. And I'm like, I'm so sorry, guys. I did not want to do this.
It was like condoms and like dirty things.
Oh, I know what you were talking about. How do you protect your peace while here in Lisbon?
I have my iPod.
Welcome to From Lisbon with Love, a podcast about real stories of love, laughter, and life in Lisbon from women who have left it all behind.
The podcast where we share real stories about moving to Lisbon, starting over, and figuring life out along the way.
We talk love, dating, friendships, breakups, healing, growing, all of it.
Basically, the stuff we usually talk about over coffee or vino.
If you're thinking about moving abroad, already here, or just love honest conversations with heart, you're in the right place.
This is From Lisbon with Love. And welcome back. I'm Anna Sherina.
And I'm April Betts.
And this is
From Lisbon with Love.
In today's episode, we're going to talk about finding peace in a busy city. I mean, it could be any city. Lisbon, could be.
It's kind of perfect because we are in a park, but this park is on the path of the planes.
That's
of
true.
The airplane, so you will be hearing some airplanes as we go. So
yeah, so it's kind of like the, I think it's kind of symbolizes Lisbon really well because we have a lot of parks, but also we have a lot of airplanes.
Yes,
and a lot of traffic. So
yes, Lisbon's busy.
Yes. So, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Let's get into it. First one. Uh-huh. Would you consider Lisbon busy in comparison to your home country or hometown? Because I think for you, it's really a different experience than for me.
Yes. I would say Lisbon is a busy city, but compared to LA, it's not as busy. LA, I think, has like 12 million people in it. And I'm not exactly sure how many people are in Lisbon, but even though Lisbon isn't as busy as LA, it's still busy.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell like some similarities with like the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
The traffic is actually very similar to LA, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Because it just reminds me of LA. Traffic in LA is insane.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of similar here as well.
Yeah, although the city is a lot smaller.
Yeah.
And everything is smaller, like the streets.
Everything
and
is smaller, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's busy. What do you think?
Even for you, it's busy.
Even for me, yeah, it's busy.
That's crazy. I didn't expect you to answer that.
Really?
Yeah, I would have thought for you, it's kind of like a small town thing, kind of like here.
No, and what's so crazy, I think that's another reason why I kind of like really like Lisbon, because it kind of reminded me a lot of LA and so in so many ways.
Yeah.
There's different things that reminded me, but yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it's like a busy in a good amount of way. It's not like too busy and it's not like too slow. So it's like perfect kind of busy, I feel.
It's like a balance.
Yeah, a good balance. As we always talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Lisbon.
Very important.
Portugal balance. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about for you?
Yeah, I think for me, it's a lot more busy than what I'm used to because I'm from a small town. But I think in general, like the cities in Netherlands, they are in general smaller.
Mm.
So I wouldn't consider my hometown small in the Netherlands. But compared to Lisbon, I would consider it small. And also, like, in my hometown, I'm from the north, from Groningen, and we have a lot of streets that are closed for vehicles, like in the city center. So that's like super walkable.
Oh, so you're not used to seeing a lot of vehicles around, in the sense of like.
Yeah, I don't know. I lived like outside of the center, but if I would go to the center, also the center is now kind of bicycle free even.
Oh wow.
So you just have to park like
outside the center.
Yeah.
Wow, that's actually kind of cool. I like that.
Yeah, it's really good also for the environment and also for like the vibe, because you can just walk everything. So it's also really cozy and really like it's good for the air and everything. So
yeah.
I really like it, but sometimes it's also annoying when it's like bad weather. And then you have to park your car like far from like where you want to go, or the parking space is full and you have to go to another one, or if you go with your bicycle you also have to park like you have this garages, they are like under the ground and they have only bicycles. It's insane.
Wow.
It's so big. They have like thousands. Yeah,
it's like they're like every person in the Netherlands has a bicycle, huh?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, of course, there's people that drive like a scooter or they walk everything, or they have a car or they use public transport. But it's really convenient to have a bike, especially if you're always late like me, because I wouldn't survive with public transport there, because you can also not access the city center that well by bus anymore, because they completely they changed it like some years ago. So now it's even harder to access it with public transport also. So you have to either walk or have a bike, or if you have a car. Yeah, that wouldn't make sense, because for me, I think I lived like two or three streets from the city center, so you wouldn't go there with car, because it's also expensive to pay for the parking and everything. But before, I lived in Amsterdam, and there, yeah, I think it was a lot more like with the traffic and everything, because before I lived in a small town, so it's like that was already like kind of an experience, I would say. But here in Lisbon is a lot more busy with traffic, because like most towns in Europe, they're very small. Like my hometown is kind of like small, not only in population but also just like the streets and everything. And I also feel like Amsterdam is super small. Lisbon is super small. I mean, some streets in the center, they are super narrow. And I also feel like here they should make some kind of like restrictions maybe for cars, because the traffic is like so crazy. And sometimes it's even just faster to walk. Even here.
It's it is. Yeah.
Although it's a bigger city than my hometown, but it's still...
Yeah,
it depends on where you are, of course, but I think
if you're in the city center,
It's faster to walk.
There's a lot of traffic, so it might be faster to either take public transportation like a metro, or I know there's some bus lanes with the buses, so that helps.
Yeah, that's true.
Or you just hop on a scooter.
Like the if you're listening now, you don't know what we're talking about. But we mean not like a real scooter, but like the...
That's what we call them in the States, scooters.
I know, but in Europe, a scooter is like with the helmet and everything. But we mean... I don't know.
The ones where you just...
Yeah, you step on
it. It's like a skateboard.
That's why we call it a step in Dutch, because you step on it.
Oh, you call it a step?
Because you step on it.
It's called a step?
It's a step.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but just step on it. It's not weird.
But yeah, but it's the
It doesn't have a motor, so to me it's not a scooter.
I would think if you said a step, I would think, oh, you want me to step on something?
Yeah, but just step on it.
But it doesn't seem like it moves. It's called a step.
But you step on it.
Yeah, you step on it.
It's literally a translation.
But I would just think it's a step. Like, you just step on it. That's it. Nothing else.
Yeah.
A step.
You can also step on it and don't do anything. I mean, but yeah. If you want it to move, you have to, like... But, I mean, normally those things are not electric, like, back in the days. So, now we call it an electric step.
Okay.
Which makes sense, because you don't have to do anything, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, you step on it and you... How do you call that? You...
Make it go.
Yeah, you make it just... That's it. You don't have to do anything. And one time I even took like that scooter back home, like the step, the electric step, instead of taking an Uber, like after going out, because it was faster with the scooter than to wait for an Uber.
Yes.
So, life hack.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. What do you find most annoying about Lisbon?
Oh, I would say for me, it depends on the day. I think it can be a mix of everything, you know? Sometimes on when you're like in a bad mood or you're tired, it can be all really annoying. But if I have to choose one thing, I would say construction work, maybe. Because
there is a lot of construction work happening in Lisbon.
Yeah,
which but that just shows that the Lisbon is growing. I mean, the city is growing.
Yeah, and it's really a good thing because there's also a lot of abandoned buildings, and there, I feel like they should build even more than what they do now because there's so many buildings that they have to like rebuild all over. I think in general, like the sound of Lisbon is like traffic and construction, I would say.
Really?
Yeah, it depends a bit on the place where you go.
It also depends on where you live and where,
But I feel like in every area there's like construction every day, all day.
True.
Also in your street, I noticed, on the corner.
Yeah, that's actually true.
And in my street also.
Yeah, because actually behind my building they're doing construction, and then now they started doing they were doing construction across the street.
See?
Yeah, it's a lot of, it is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and sometimes it depends on the area, but sometimes also like people, like tourists, which makes sense because they're like chilling.
Oh, but like the Airbnbs that are really loud?
Also.
They have their parties.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, story. So there's an Airbnb across the street from my apartment, and it was a bunch of guys, and it was like 11 at night on a Friday, and they were like blasting music, right? And they were actually playing good music, so I like opened my windows and I was just like doing work, and
you were
I was
like ding dong, is here a party?
No,
amigos.
I was just like chilling. I was like, it's fine. So this guy comes out of another apartment and he's yelling, like he's angry. He's like, turn, and he's speaking English actually. So he was just like, they're probably speak English.
Yeah, of course.
So he was like, turn the music off. And he just kept saying it over and over again. And then other people started to come outside and like doing the little looky-loos. And of course, I did the looky-loo, but he was angry. And then eventually, I guess somebody heard him, but they didn't do anything. They didn't turn the music down. I think they said, oh, we're about to leave soon. But they kept the music going. And then I guess he said he's calling the cops. So he called the cops and the cops show up and knock on the door. It's like four of them that showed up and they went up. And then eventually, of course, the music went off and then they all went out. And then everything was fine. But people got really upset. I was like actually really surprised because it was a Friday. I could see if it was like a Tuesday.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe that guy had to work on a Saturday and he was like, fuck you.
And then also, too, the buildings are very close.
Don't beep.
No.
Sorry, Mom.
But also, the buildings are very close, so you can hear everything a lot easier than I think you would like in LA because the houses are a lot, the streets are wider.
Yeah. Makes
so
sense.
So you aren't going to really hear your neighbors across the street as well as you would hear.
Yeah.
Because it's like arm's length.
Yeah, it is super close. And also, I feel like most places, they're not so well isolated. And if it's hot, people have the windows open, so you hear everything.
Yeah.
And I think in general, like if you live in a city, you have to, even if you're there like on a holiday as a guest, you just have to, how do you say that? Like,
be conscious of
be respectful to like everything that's around you, know, not only like the people but also like
but most people and do, and there's other people that don't care. And then sometimes
don't go to Lisbon,
like
please.
I have, there's an Airbnb right below me and it's always families because it's a bigger place and they have like a backyard, but I don't think they're doing it on purpose. It's just that they have kids and the kids are loud, and especially during the summer I kept my windows open. Mm-hmm. And at like 6 in the morning, all I hear is like, ah, like screaming.
But yeah, the people, they are not aware, but still like.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you would write them a note.
But it's like I would have to write every single one a note. Because every single one that comes, that's annoying.
I have a printer. You can just make like 100 notes for every family.
Just stick it on the door as soon as they check in.
That's what I said you should do.
Oh my gosh, I'm not doing all that. That's too much.
I would. Just for a better night of better night of sleep.
Well, I will give you my things that I find annoying about Lisbon.
Come on, bring it on.
It is the driving. The way people drive here in Portugal is like on a whole other level type of driving. It's like no one stops at stop signs. No one pays attention to any type of like, well, because there's a stop sign right by my street. No one stops. Mm. They literally just go. And then sometimes they almost end up hitting another vehicle because they're not even stopping.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what the? Okay, like in LA, there are people, we call it a stop and roll or slow and roll. It's a stop sign, but you don't really stop. You just slow down and you look and then you keep going. But here, they don't give a fuck. They're just like, eh. And I'm just like, what the? I'm like, hello, I'm crossing the street. And then it's like they speed like they're about to, the world's coming to an end, and they have to like get away from like some zombies or something. I'm like, where are you going? Like, why are you speeding? Like, this guy was speeding down my street. What's perfect about where I live is my street is quiet. It's like kind of like a private street because no one really knows. People are confused on if it's a one way, and they're not confused if they can turn down it or not. So I don't get that many people coming. So he's like coming down the street and like speeding so fast. And then the sidewalks are like so close to the street and there's no space. So like you can literally, if a car is driving by you and you're walking on the sidewalk, you can literally touch the car if you wanted to, like barely putting your hand out.
You can, yeah.
So, and they're like going super fast. I'm like, what if I like slip and fall and you're like going you're down the street like that? I'm like, what the heck? So that annoys me is the driving.
I understand.
And yeah. And then what else annoys me? While we're on the topic. No.
Yeah. Lisbon is not only like glitter and rainbows and whatever. So
another thing that annoys me about Lisbon is the parking. There's no parking, but that also reminds me of LA, no parking ever.
But it's funny because you don't even have a car here.
I know, but
and
it
still
annoys
the parking
me.
Annoys you.
Because also too, because they park on the street, on
that's
the sidewalks.
True. Yeah.
They'll park anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like if I'm walking with Bella and we're walking on the sidewalk and then there's like a row of cars all parked on the sidewalk, I have to walk into the street now.
Yeah.
The streets are already little
and
people are already driving like maniacs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I have to like almost die to cross, you know, to walk past the cars. It's just like
That's true.
Annoys me too.
True.
And I have one more.
Okay.
So.
What else do you got?
I feel like the public toilets as readily available here in certain areas, and even if they are, sometimes people just don't want to use it because
there's a pile of shit like on the walls and
maybe they're dirty or it's too far of a walk. I don't know, but I have come across a lot of people just pissing randomly in different areas. Some areas very open where I would be like, dude, you see that there's people walking by, like what the I've literally seen probably I get a handful of people pissing in public.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I've never seen it here.
Okay. I actually had to one time.
We all
but it was an emergency. And I was literally trying my hardest to find a bathroom and I couldn't. And if I moved anymore, I really would have pissed my pants.
Yeah.
So I kind of like christened myself here in Lisbon and joined the group. But I
where
do,
was it?
It was...
not on the streets, right?
No, it was, you know, Comercial, the big plaza. Plaza de Comercial.
Plaza Comercial?
Yes. But if you keep walking away from it, along that path, along the water, mm-hmm. there's another big building, this big blue building that's there. And I saw WC, and I was like, ooh, bathroom. So I run to the bathroom, and it was my fault. I had tea, and then I'm out, like, walking and not thinking. But I see the WC, and I bolt for the WC. I get back there, and the doors are locked. They're deadbolt. And I'm like, no. And you know, like, when you get closer to the bathroom, you have to go even more?
I know.
So I was literally like, oh, my God, I'm about to pee. So I was like, it was dark. It was getting dark. Oh. And I looked around, and I was like, fuck it. And I had to go, and I'm like, I'm so sorry, guys. I did not want to do this.
But, hey,
I had to do what I had to do. So
it happens, right?
Yeah, I joined the group. But yeah, I would say those are my annoying things about Lisbon so far. But good those points. Are pretty decent annoyances.
They are. I mean, also in this park, we were just talking about it that we're going to also film the bonus after this. And we were like, what if we need to go to the toilets? Because I think the toilet here is also closed, you know?
Yeah, they have a toilet, but it's closed and locked.
There's no one there.
So they kind of make it where it's very difficult for you to
use
the bathroom. And you'll notice, like, in different areas, maybe you don't see them peeing, but you'll see, like, little pieces of toilet paper, mm-hmm. like, in bushes, like, in different areas. So you're like, oh, okay, somebody pissed over here.
That's true. Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
I've never seen it happening, but I'm sure it happens.
Oh, you're lucky.
Yeah. I am.
And it's all guys that I've seen.
Yeah, of course. I mean, for guys, it's so easy, right?
I know.
Then I would also, like, go to a park and just, you know, could stay here all day. Just pee.
I know. Guys have it easy.
I know. And one thing I forgot to mention is, of course, the garbage. We spoke about this in, I think, the third episode.
So you, what do you hate about the garbage exactly?
That it comes like three times because it's making like this round
on your street.
Comes three times around my apartment, and then it crosses like the side street. So it's like,
so you hear it so many times.
I hear it three times.
I only hear it once.
Yeah,
but I guess that just depends on where you live. But they do have the garbage man comes like every night, every day.
Yeah, they come every day.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's not every day bothering me because mostly I'll sleep before it comes. Where do you go to escape the loudness from Lisbon? Well, not here apparently because of all these planes.
I know. Well, like I discussed in the earlier episodes, I love the parks here. Mm-hmm. I love being in nature. But also, too, my apartment is actually very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very peaceful and... sometimes I just like to escape there.
If there's no one in the Airbnb.
Yeah, that's true. But it's like, I feel like it's only in the early morning when there's someone there in the Airbnb. But right now it's been quiet because they haven't. This is, I guess, the quiet time now.
Yeah, winter's coming. So.
Yeah, winter's coming, so it's really quiet.
You're going to enjoy.
I know. But yeah, I would have to say... the parks and then my apartment because luckily I'm on a quiet street and it's pretty peaceful there.
Yeah.
What about for you?
I would also say parks, especially the botanical garden in Belém because there's no traffic around and also you cannot go in there with dogs, and I also feel like
that's why I've never been there.
Yeah. And I think also because it's kind of hidden, so a lot of people don't know about it.
Uh-huh.
And you cannot get there like food or drinks, so tourists only go there for a while. But I know that, so I'm prepared, so I can just go there the whole afternoon because I bring like snacks and like drinks, and also they have super clean toilets, so that's like one of the biggest pluses.
The highlights.
The highlights of the
nice toilet,
the botanical garden. Yes.
Yeah.
So that's really amazing, and also it's not under the plane route, so it's like literally you can have like a super quiet moment there. And also, I really love the beaches, but then like in the later season, like the fall.
Mm.
or the spring and during the week, because then it's quiet also. So yeah, I think in general it's kind of hard to find like a real quiet place in Lisbon.
Mm-mm.
If you want like quiet.
Monsanto.
That's true, but I don't go there alone because I feel always a bit...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I go there all the time.
I don't, because on that part, if I like walk up there from my house, mm-hmm. and I'll enter that part, what is like the closest path,
mm-hmm.
there's always like condoms and like... in the beginning of the path. And sometimes there's also people just laying there.
So really?
Yes. So I'm always a bit scared to go like deep in the forest there.
Okay.
So
the area that I always go to, the entrance is like right off of the street, and there's mm-hmm. like a parking area, and just hike right up, and it's like really, it's like picnic tables everywhere.
Oh.
It's like really nice. And if I want to extend and cross over to a larger mm-hmm. side, you can. You just have to cross the street. But I always stay on that one area.
Okay. Yeah, because the closest for me is where like the tennis club is. I think we also crossed it one time with Kata. Because there was like a road that we needed to cross, and then we walked.
There's
further.
So many roads to cross in Monsanto, actually.
No, but I know that one time that we went there, I think we crossed only one. And then we went in the in the next path.
Yeah.
And there are like all these tissues and condoms and like. So I don't
but
really
also
go
too, there's
there.
No that bathrooms in Monsanto.
True. Yeah, but like the whole forest is a bathroom. So I mean, there's no one, so you can just.
I know.
That's why those people, they hide like under the bushes and stuff to do like these kind of things. Not only that, it's also like dirty things.
Oh, I know what you were talking about.
Oh, no, but I mean, I talked about peeing and then...
No, I knew what you were talking about.
This is not only peeing, that's what I'm
yes,
saying.
Exactly.
Okay. I would say also my apartment is really quiet, but then I have to close the windows. Because I live on a busy street.
Yeah.
But in the winter, if I have everything closed,
mm-hmm.
it's also like
really
a
quiet.
Place to... get like some how do you say
some peace
so yeah. Anyway,
okay,
want to move on?
Well, yeah, let's move on. So okay, how do you protect your peace while here in Lisbon? Are there any specific things that help you to protect your peace?
Yeah, I would say for me it's such a cliche, but just to have like a good balance
mm-hmm.
of all the things like work, socialize,
yeah.
having your alone time and being in nature and just mm-hmm. like the combination of everything. So what I'll just do, I'll just make sure that I also have like some offline moments in the week. For example, if I go to a park or I go to the beach or
mm-hmm.
whatever,
yeah,
I'll just make sure that I'm not like distracted by my phone
mm-hmm.
and I'll just enjoy like what's around me, because I feel like as someone who works online, it's so like you're kind of glued to your phone.
Yeah.
And sometimes I really have to say to myself like, okay, now you just turn off your internet,
mm-hmm.
stick it in your bag or wherever, and just don't look at it, and just recharge. And then after that,
you feel so much better.
Yeah, and then I'm not so bothered by my phone anymore, because mm-hmm. then I feel like, okay, now I can handle it again.
Yeah.
But you have these moments that you really like, you feel like you don't want to talk to anyone, you don't want to be on WhatsApp, you just want to be in a quiet place.
Of course. So of course I have those moments too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like if you really think about it, like if you just take your phone and just don't look at it for a few hours, it's like really peaceful.
I don't miss it.
No.
I could easily, that's I think many people won't believe me, but I could really live without my phone. I mean, I have my iPod, so I'm kind of offline.
Yeah.
because if I'm
wait. Oh. Yes, folks, you heard her correctly. She said she has her iPad. iPods.
Is she here. Has her if you're watching iPod. The video.
This is circa look. 2002. No.
Yes, I brought 2002 with me. It's amazing, honestly, because sometimes when I'm offline, I like to listen to music.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And I don't have like any, as I told you, I don't have any subscriptions like Spotify or whatever, mm-hmm. which is funny because our podcast is on every platform.
Yeah.
And I'm not
but it's
like
free.
I know, but I don't need it.
Yeah.
So that's just my way to kind of decompress, is just to go offline. Mm-hmm. And also I really try to do that before I go to bed. So let's say like 9 o'clock or something, I'll just put my phone away.
Mm-hmm.
That's not always yeah. how it goes.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's, I think it's better for me if I would do that every day.
Okay.
That would help.
I'm curious, what's on your iPod?
It's also old music because I cannot update it anymore.
So give us some songs. Give us some that you have on there.
Ooh. One some thing that favorites. Comes to my mind is Britney Spears. Work, bitch.
Love it.
Beautiful.
It's oh, by Christina Aguilera?
No, no, no. Like, I think it's Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg, beautiful?
Is it?
I don't know.
Okay, let me check it real quick. Because now I'm so confused. Because I always know that, like, the titles, but then I forget the artist.
Mm.
Because I'm not super, like... I mean, I love music, but I'm not... As you all know, I'm not super up to date. Oh, yeah, it is Snoop Dogg. So huh. I got it right. Chris Brown we have on there.
Okay.
Of course.
This is circa 2000.
Like a real 90s girl. Calvin Harris, mm-hmm. Avicii, rest in peace, by the way.
Mm.
Drake,
mm-hmm.
Adele, Hometown Glory.
Oh, I love that song.
We have the whole package here. It's
oh,
like
I love it.
Vintage.
So it takes you back every time you listen to it.
I know, especially if I'm offline. It's like we're back in 2000, what, you know? Mm-hmm. Alicia Keys.
Oh, nice.
So that's kind of the vibe.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, me too. How about you?
You said it very well with peace. I mean, with balance. Mm-hmm. We say that a lot. We've been talking a lot about peace and balance.
Yeah. We're such grannies.
No, I just think that we have, like, I don't know, evolved to mm-hmm. where, like, that's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Like, peace. Like, it literally is. Like, there are situations, like, that I have going on. We'll talk more about this in the bonus, but... some situations that I have gone on with things that are happening back in the States. And mm-hmm. it's like, I just want to like cut them off in the sense, even though let's say in regards to business, if I may like lose in some way, shape or form, like I'm okay with that because my peace is more important.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get into that with the bonus. But yeah, I would say okay. balance for sure. I feel like here in Lisbon and in Portugal, I don't know, maybe it's just easier to be more balanced because mm-hmm. you don't have, like, for me, a lot of, I guess, other different things that are, like, I would have to be doing and focusing on and using my energy towards where I can actually just find peace and
mm-hmm.
stability and, like, I don't know, be grounded more. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I also feel like here, it's kind of like a step back in time in
yeah.
some parts of like life and society because everything is just, yeah, I don't know how
and
to
I
explain
like,
it.
Yeah, I understand that because also too, like here, there's not cameras everywhere. Like back in the States, there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
Everybody has a door camera
mm-hmm.
and... it's so
here you
like,
have people like watching just, out of the window
you have the old ladies just watching out the window here which I think is so cute.
I know.
But it's like I actually saw my neighbor put up a door camera and I just thought that was so weird for me to see it because I haven't seen one in forever. Mm. since I left. And but yeah, that's, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I kind of like going back in time. It's fun.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I mean, I have an iPod, so I feel super at home in like the medieval times. No, let's say like
medieval.
Let's say like the 2000s.
The 2000s, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. Like beginning, like early. We're still in 2000, but
at least you have the more like updated iPod. I have the old school one though.
I had that one too. One. But it wouldn't load anymore. It was dead. So it's then like, I was like, okay. I'll need a little bit of an upgrade.
Oh my gosh. Okay. How do you deal with being overstimulated?
Ooh. I would just like put my blinds down, close the windows, hide in my
Hibernate.
House. Yes. Well, sometimes, but mostly, I think for me it's important to go out, especially if it's like a nice day like this, but then go to a quiet place, because sometimes when I'm overstimulated, I think, oh, let's go to the beach, and then it's not really
helping
me. And
then just the whole process of getting to the beach and having to deal with all of that, that just makes the being overstimulated even worse.
Yes.
Because by the time you get there, you're just like, ugh.
I know.
And then next thing you know, okay, now it's time to go, and I gotta deal with all of it to go back.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Because normally, like in my hometown, things would be different, like going somewhere, because it's like everything's kind of close.
Mm.
So you would just go there by foot, or you would go there with your bicycle. But now sometimes to go somewhere, it's like a whole trip.
Yeah.
And then on some days, I really feel like going to that place. For example, it's a park further away or it's a beach a bit further away. So I really feel like I want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't want the whole process of getting ready, packing my bag, like all those steps you need to take, going to the grocery store, then walking to the bus, taking a bus, going with the boat, or just whatever, you know. Sometimes that's just too much.
Yeah.
So then I'll just choose something a bit closer to my house.
Yeah.
And
that's what I always end up doing.
It depends.
Because I have Bella,
mm-hmm.
we do so many walks, and we always do a really long walk every day. And sometimes we switch it up on where we end up going. Sometimes we go to the same park. Sometimes it's different. Sometimes I just let her guide and we'll see where we end up. Also, in regards to being overstimulated, some of the things that I do, because I get very overstimulated with things that are happening back in the States.
Mm.
Like here, I'm fine. I'm chill.
It's calm. I totally get it,
yeah. But like dealing with stuff that's still happening back in the States, I get very overstimulated, and it's a lot of stress, and it's a lot of different things that's happening. So like I would have to like go for a walk just to like walk it off that energy, or I'll do like meditations, or I'll just sit in silence. Contemplate everything now. But no, yeah, those are some things that I do. So yeah, feeling overstimulated, I like to do meditations, I sit in silence, and I go for walks. Help so much.
That's true. It's like therapy.
It really is.
It is.
It's very meditative too, because when I'm going for walks, I'm off of my phone.
Yeah.
I don't really care to, like, I don't really need to be on a phone. I don't really care to have a phone. I just need it for, like, emergency situations. Yeah. But now that we're doing all of this, of course, I'm on my phone a lot more.
Yeah, me too. I noticed.
Which I normally am not. And I can tell when Bella, she's, like, looking at me like, get off your phone.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, I could, like you said, I could totally live without a phone. But
yeah, me too.
I don't know, it's so much more peaceful without it.
I know. Also, when I'm on holiday, I totally forget about it.
Mm, yeah. And like when I'm with friends, or we're in a setting, or we're at a dinner or something, I never pull my phone out.
No.
I like to be present and everything that's happening.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. But I think after a while, we will find also a balance with like the whole social media of the podcast and everything.
Yeah.
And like maybe editing in like a bunch or something.
Yeah.
All those contents. Because mm-hmm. yeah, I also noticed, because my phone is also saying like you spent more time on your phone this week than the week before.
Oh, wow.
So sometimes it's increasing and then I'm like,
yeah. But it's like us working. It's
that's
not like
true.
Us just scrolling or something.
No. But I feel like if you post something on Instagram or on another platform, you're more likely to also go scrolling, right?
Yeah.
Because you have it open anyway.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's just the best thing to not open it at all. That's what I do with like
I
my
open
private.
It, I post, and then I close it.
Yeah. That's the best.
I know. Anyway.
Last one. Mm-hmm. What advice would you give to someone that wants to move to Lisbon or like another busy city but doesn't like loudness or is easily overwhelmed?
I would say find a routine that helps you stay grounded. Something that makes you feel safe and at peace. Mm-hmm. Like if it is just walking, if it is running, if it is finding a different activity that you enjoy doing. Find a hobby. Yeah, a lot of people don't have hobbies mm-hmm. Because they're so focused on work, which, you know, that's the society that we live in, but you need to have like balance. So if you could find a hobby, that something that you enjoy and start doing it, your life will get so much better.
Mm-hmm.
But also too, like also too, if you're moving to a new city, a new town or a new country, you can bring that hobby with you and you can meet people with that hobby.
That's true.
And then create like a little network. So it brings you peace, it brings you balance, mm-hmm. and it brings you friends.
That's true. What would you say is your hobby?
I love salsa dancing.
That's true. That's really your hobby. Yeah.
Love it, love it, love it. Yes. Like, that's one thing that, like, I'll be in the middle of just sitting, and if someone starts playing some good salsa music, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I have to get up and start dancing. I can't help
it. That's amazing.
So yes, that's what I would say. What about for you?
It's something that I'm still kind of like figuring out because okay. like you said, we're so kind of like programmed to work and everything has to have a result and blah blah blah. So that's also what I wrote down, like before I moved to Lisbon, mm. like I want to find also something that brings me like joy mm. if it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm now, I mean, I did already like a couple things, like for example, I'm writing that book right now, but then yeah, the book maybe one day is going to bring me money. So it's not, I don't know if I could consider that a hobby, you know,
yeah.
because I really enjoy to do it, but it's also about
the
results.
But you love reading.
That's true.
That's
true.
Sort of like a hobby in a sense. Because people actually do create like reading groups.
Yeah.
Book
yeah.
clubs.
That's true. Because I make more time for it now mm-hmm. than I did back in my hometown. So I feel like it's already like getting better.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think there's still a lot more to
discover.
To discover. I mean, if going to the beach and tanning is a hobby, then I have a great hobby.
Yeah,
and
I
drinking
mean,
and drinking sangria.
Going to the beach is a hobby. I feel like that's a. Mm. It's also very meditative too.
That's true. And I like to go to like parties that we went like last summer. This summer.
Last summer.
Last summer.
She's already jumped ahead.
It's still summer, but I mean, it's kind of end of season, right?
Yeah.
With all those parties.
Yeah.
But it was in this summer.
Yeah.
But I feel like we went to many parties.
We did, yeah.
And that's also something that I discovered only this summer, because last summer I didn't know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I also found like the parties that I like. So
yeah. Yeah.
I think we're making progress, but
yeah.
there's still a lot more. I mean.
Of course. There's
yeah.
still so much to discover here in Lisbon. Like, I feel
that's
like I've
true.
Only scratched the surface.
Yeah, me too.
So.
And I like board games, by the way.
Oh.
But yeah, I feel like that's more like a seasonal hobby.
A seasonal hobby?
Yeah.
Why is it seasonal?
Because board games is like so cozy inside, right? In the winter, like.
True.
Yeah.
But you could still have like a game night.
That's true.
Game nights are fun.
It is. It is. I did it one time in the summer when it was like not so hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were like, oh, it feels a bit like fall and everybody's
we should have a game
like
night. We haven't I feel like we haven't really connected so much with our friends lately.
No, that's true, because of the podcast.
I know. So we need to maybe I'll have like a game night at my place or something.
Yes,
and
we should.
We'll do karaoke.
Oh my god, that would be so much fun.
Yeah.
Also, something I really want to do is making pizza.
Oh.
Myself, like with just this like roll of dough that you can
buy.
Yeah. Because that's something that you can easily make here also. And that's something that I used to do with friends. Because you have
we can make pizza, have a game night, all in one.
Sounds like a plan. We should have done that yesterday, because yesterday was kind of rainy. Yesterday was cold.
It wasn't rainy.
It was. It was super wet, like on the street.
Was it? I didn't see any rain.
Oh. Did you sleep until late?
No.
At least in... At least in my area, it was raining.
Okay.
Like, for hours.
I kind of like it when it rains sometimes.
Me too. Only if it's, like, sometimes.
Sometimes,
and not
yes.
every day, like it was in the Netherlands.
Yeah. Okay, what's the next question? Was that it? Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, no, we're still on the last one, but okay. I forgot. I think we talked about hobbies. That was not even the question.
It's okay.
Oh.
We go on a journey here,
guys. What advice would you give? It was. Are you finished?
Oh, that was the last question.
Yes.
Oh.
But I mean, we talked about hobbies. I don't know how we got
into
that.
No, we did. Because I gave advice.
About the hobbies.
Yeah.
That's
like,
true.
Find a hobby.
Yeah.
What like advice do you have?
To
give to someone moving to a new city, a new town, a new country.
Yeah. I think having a routine, like you said, is really important. And also, I think I mentioned this also before, that beforehand I was like, oh, if I move, I will go to events, I will get like a social butterfly, blah, blah, blah. But I think what's really important if you move to a new place also to stay true to yourself.
Yes.
Because you're moving to a new place, but you're still the same person. So just do whatever made you feel good also in other places, because I think it's really important to take that with you to have some kind of like stability. And if you're planning to move to like a bigger city or a busy city, I think it's really important to find like a good place to live so that you're not overstimulated at your house.
Yes, that's the most important.
Just visit the place, visit the town, I mean, and like go to different areas and see what you like and what you don't like. For example, I live like right under the airplane route. That's not something that I was aware of. So if you're bothered by these kind of things, maybe you should find like another area, and also check if the apartment is like isolated and if it's like on a busy street, if you don't like that. I mean, these are all things that you can consider before moving.
Yeah.
So think if you're bothered by it.
Yeah, if you get overstimulated very easily, definitely do those things.
Yeah, just do your research and find like a side alley or something where there's no traffic.
Yeah,
these places exist, even in Lisbon.
Well, I told my the agent that I hired to find my apartment, I told her, I was like, I like being in a busy area, but on a quiet street. And she found that perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
So
it exists.
Yes.
It does.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, guys. Wow. We did this episode here in the park with all the planes.
Yes.
But we're going to cut them all out so you don't see as much.
But I think if we had to say how much, I think you can count it on the edit, how many
planes.
I think it was around
20.
Maybe
we'll do like a little edit of like all the the cuts.
In the end of the episode,
at
like
the end
a blooper.
Oh, yeah,
in
blooper reel at the end of the episode on YouTube. So
you can see it after this episode, like...
See how annoyed we get.
Yes, we were like... Ugh.
But it's perfect for our episode talking about a busy city.
Right? I mean, it's all part of living in Lisbon, so...
I know. All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us, and we will see you guys in the next one. And this is...
From Lisbon with love.
Bye, guys. Ciao.
Thanks for spending this time with us.
And for listening to our stories, our laughs, and a few of our growing pains.
If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs a little Lisbon love in their life.
And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. It helps more hearts find our little corner of the world. From all of us,
from Lisbon with love.
Here's some bonus footage. Enjoy.
Okay, go on.
Plane.
Okay, I know what I find the most annoying today is the planes.
Yes. Yeah, this is annoying me.
Yeah, because you need to edit this.
Yes. This is the last time we're filming here. Okay.
Next. So. Mm-hmm. God. So.
Let's hold.
Yeah. Why is it not like keeping the tab open?
Because you have it on you have to set it on never closing.
How do I do that?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. And it's like plane. Let me check the time.
I feel like also too it's gonna be longer with all the holding.
That's true. If you cut it out, maybe we have like 30 minutes, but it's fine. I mean,
yeah,
we have a lot long episodes all the time.
Yeah. This one's the next one's yours.
Yeah,
right?
I can do it.
Okay, but I think I finished. Yeah. Should I close it up?
Plane.
I think you might have a little. I think you got it out. Oh no, there's a little bug. In your hair, right here. See it?
Oh yeah. Thanks.
Can you get it? Can you grab it? Okay. I'm gonna hold for plane. Maybe I should make a compilation of like all the.
Yeah,
holds
we
for plane.
Should. Oh my God! Next time, we have to record in the botanical garden. There's no airplanes.
Will they allow us to record there? Because like in the States, if you try and record somewhere, they're like, do you have a permit?
I think it's fine. Okay. I mean, they don't walk around. They're only at the entrance, the people that work there. Okay. But the only thing is you cannot bring Bella. Oh. So.
But back to what I was saying.